Hello, everybody. And I'm so grossed out right now, I don't know what to think.
So many funky fresh rounds of blood, I don't know what to do.
That was a different Marvelous Ones move. That wasn't the crashing from the sky, one knee down and one fist into the earth.
That was not the right hook of justice.
No.
No right hook of justice here.
No.
Welcome to the Marvelous Ones.
Phil is weird.
Yes, that is true. We're going to have to talk about...
Have to. Nothing. We're Marvelous Ones. We don't have to do nothing. We're freedom, but we wanted to talk about maybe something.
We want to talk about the Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Movie.
It came out like, what, last year?
Yeah, it feels like it.
I can't believe you guys didn't talk about it while I was on vacation.
We had trailers. We were really waiting on me. That was mainly my fault.
You hear no arguments?
No arguments can be had on that. It was my fault. Life got in the way.
Stupid light.
That's because you guys aren't advertising at $6 million a week so that I can be independently wealthy and retired.
We want to.
Yeah, right on.
See,
I can play the
game. I would like to develop this show into something that we could sell to someone for bucks, and then we can just walk away.
We'll make...
Like three? I would totally sell this show.
Lots of bucks.
We can make tens.
Tens.
Tens of...
Tens
fives.
Of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
Tens of pennies.
Oh, millions and millions of pennies. Wow. Ooh. Okay, so we want to talk some about the Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
I'm kind of glad we waited. Normally, I'm like fresh out of the theater.
Someone's dancing here.
Yeah.
I
like it when the girls wait and they don't kiss you on the first date.
Oh, I don't.
I'm just saying that's
no quote kiss on the first date. There will be no second.
He likes to kiss in the laundromat.
There's an inside story there, I think.
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
That was an analogy.
Where's in West Virginia?
You just killed it. What?
You know, Phil goes worse. To the Suds and Studs laundromat.
Ooh.
No.
He doesn't watch.
Wow. I didn't even know there was one, Warren. That must be over by you.
I'm just making that up for you, Phil.
Yeah, no, I can tell you're making that up.
So, clean segue back to Ant-Man.
Back to who?
I enjoyed the
Wasp.
Ant-Man.
Wait, what was that? It
was not meh.
You know, it's not thumbs up, thumbs down.
And you said
stars.
I enjoyed
it's
it.
It's meh or not.
It was
Whoa.
A thumbs up.
Well, that's what a three-week suspension gets you. It gets you that attitude adjustment you need.
So we could, like, have said, let's watch Crawl, and he'd come back after 4 weeks, and Warren would go like, that's aggressive, that flying frisbee.
Oh, that's the best movie
Cyclops,
ever.
Cyclops, yeah. Well, let's investigate.
Yes.
this joy from the filmmaking.
Go ahead.
Genius
of Warren.
It had lots of comedy, which, you know, most Marvel movies do, but this, of course, the Ant-Man is their
developed
comic release. Their comic release.
Warren thinks stereotypes are funny, but okay, go ahead.
The plot line I thought was pretty good. The story was pretty good. I felt invested enough that I was hoping they would find the guys, Dr. Pym's wife, down in there in the molecular zone.
Catwoman.
I was invested into Evangeline Lilly as the Wasp.
The Hobbit. Or no, she was the elf. Sorry.
The elf.
The lost elf.
But in this movie,
I think
she was
hotter as an elf.
Oh, I have a thing for elves. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that. Like Liv Tyler in the first Lord of the Rings.
I didn't care for her haircut. I did not care for her haircut. But
okay.
She worked the rest of
it. I know. I like getting the curtains in the rooms. I don't know.
I like the idea that, you know, Ant-Man's under house arrest. You know,
good. I thought the tunnel thing that he set up there
with
the boxes was awesome.
Oh, that'd be Love My Dad for Life.
I almost wanted to go out and have kids.
Almost.
I said almost.
I thought you were going to say you almost wanted to jump on it yourself, and I don't. You're like pushing 300 pounds, I think.
That's why I need kids. Pushing 300. Hell, I got 300 pushing me. Come on. But
that's what she... Never mind.
That was a good...
I like them big women.
Now, when you're under house arrest and you're working from home and...
You got the anklet.
And what else are you going to do? So he really played it up for the kid. I thought that was a good touch.
Oh, that kid, that made it for that one where he's like asking about, like, you need a sidekick. And like, oh, it's like... I was talking about me. Oh, man, my heart broke. I got to Chicago.
Yeah.
My heart broke. I was like,
that was a dick move, Dad. You know what I mean? Like,
that was like a Logan dad moment for me.
I liked how you got the ants to play the drums to cover for him when he was there.
I was pushing the envelope, but I accepted it.
I liked the running joke of them always coming up just a few seconds short of catching him.
The FBI, is it the FBI? Or yeah. Yeah, they were comic
FBI
relief.
Or was it the Marshals?
I can't remember what government institution
was. One or the other. Marshals are usually in charge of that stuff, so...
But I want to say it was FBI.
I think you're right. But the marshals are typically in charge of that kind of stuff. So, yeah. But anyway, it doesn't matter. They're almost always catching him. And the fact that they caught his suit upside the building. I love that scene where they say, okay, you can come back down to normal size, and then his suit deflates.
Oh, the little foolery.
Yeah.
Tomfoolery.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it. This is to me, I enjoyed this a lot more than I did Xfinity Wars.
I felt deep heartfelt sorrow for the ghost.
Yeah, I looked her up. She's pretty.
Yeah, been in a show called Killjoys for the last 4 or 5 years.
I think I saw that. I'm just saying that like she didn't portray like a beauty per se in the film.
No, but she's smoking
in like
hot.
Just regular. Yeah, yeah.
She's like, whoo, good lord, that got
to
be jelly.
And she just wanted to be free from.
And she was willing to bend, break the rules to do it.
She was
going to kill the kid, I think, right?
No, she was going to kill the mom.
I thought there's something with the kid,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, she was going to go after to kill the kid, too.
No,
yeah,
she was threatening.
And he's like, and Lawrence Fishburne was like, hey, I don't know if you know this.
But I know Superman.
But I was going to go way deeper, Paul, but I like that one better.
What, he Apocalypse knows Now?
Oh, the Boys in the Hood.
He knows Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more I like put my pinky toe into the whole industry film, it's just one giant high school. Everybody intermingles with some, especially in the superhero world.
Yeah.
We're just watching the previews, or not previews, but the little Easter egg video of Xfinity Wars, where you had the Red Skull was played by Walking Dead guy, and you just see, you know, whether it's Dinklage and it's all cross franchise.
How do we get in there? How do we get in it?
Warren's already, Fernando's already in there.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, officially. You look it up, Google.
You are officially there.
I'm MCU, yo.
MCU.
And I still think you should try to go
MC outside. Right? Huh? If this was a rap group, we'd be MC outside. You're MCU.
you'd be like the second rappers who just repeat the chorus.
I'd be like DJ. Yeah.
You'd be like, yeah.
We'll be the guy that sings the chorus.
Or like, you know, getting
hype guy where
it's just a gangster's paradise.
Setting me up with the fly honeys in the front
yeah,
row.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, hey, that chick
like,
ain't too ugly.
Point. I just point. You bring him like, thanks for living my fantasy office a little bit.
That's just wrong. but yeah, I enjoyed Ant-Man and Wasp.
To me, okay, my opinion was it was like the PG Deadpool. It was meant to be funny in a superhero arena, and it nailed it. That was like cute. It was nice that they had. It was wrapped in the superhero.
It was kind of to bring kids into the universe.
But not like bring Ewoks to bring kids in, you know?
Right. No.
It was actually funny, and it's actually heartfelt, and it was like hard comedy.
And Ant-Man's a guy that the parents can enjoy and relate to some, too.
Because you know, he's divorced. He's trying to work with his kids.
Yeah.
He gets along with his ex-wife.
He's kind of like that frat boy hero, you know, or maybe not.
They just have the finger on the pulse. I'll make fun of the name, like even from the first one, like Ant-Man, can we change the name, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So they get it. It's not just like, here's our vision, you know, it's so easy to diss on DC, but, you know, let's, instead of making Superman bright colors, let's make it dark and, what?
They make it easy.
Takes work. I mean, you know, anything, any cross everything industry, if it comes out easy, there's a lot of hard work put involved. And I guess we're all gushing. It's all thumbs up across the board.
Yeah,
thumbs up. Oh, they took away your line, though. That was a total red herring just for commercials. I eat people.
I know. That kind of made me sad.
It did me, too.
That kind of made me sad.
I mean, me eat people. Just kidding. No, don't worry about it.
That one commercial teaser for, I can't remember which Iron Man, where the love interest, Gwyneth Paltrow, threw the helmet off the air carrier, and like Iron Man had to go fetch it. I was like, I was looking for that in the original movie, but since that point on, I don't trust trailers.
Yeah, well, like that one I saw with you in it, where you were like helping fight with the Wakandans, helping fight, and that didn't happen in a real movie.
Oh, you mean and then before my love scene with the pretty one
with
What? And I just wanted to interject before you said
it. I was
going to
be like your love scene with Forrest Whitaker.
See, that's why I said quickly. Because you're bad man.
I was like, yeah, you're trying to make this cross-eyed straight.
they adjusted it, didn't they? And like it.
Did they?
No.
It's
no, I don't think
up.
So.
No.
I think that's in his contract.
I'm still going to the
pull. I need to be able to look two ways
of
at once.
T'Challa's dad, the pre-Black Panther. His eye was like messed up. It disengaged me from the movie, if you can remember. Like his dad, it wasn't symmetrical.
Was it?
Nah, one was going a different direction. One was north.
All for Whitaker's eyes going different direction.
Nah, but it's his dad. The guy who played his dad. Nothing. You know, no knock on him, I guess. But it's just like
apparently it is. But
hey.
But so
back to the waspy.
Yeah, let's go back. So what is this setup? How does he get out of? I guess in Infinity Wars.
Oh, the big reveal at the end.
Where,
the very end where
he's stuck inside
the wasp and
the black cornflakes thing,
and the Wolf of Wall Street are gone, or Wall Street, the guy from Wall Street are gone.
Uh-huh. Okay. Total left field. So does that mean the Marvel television? The Marvel television world, are some of those guys got flaked out too?
So like
Power Man?
We don't know yet.
Just putting that out there. Because they're in the same universe? Yeah,
right, they should be. All those
S.H.I.E.L.D.
people
is.
Should be. Right.
No, they are, because yes. They keep referring to
the New York event. Yeah, right.
And Wachovia, they record to. and the same with the guys in Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the Marvel.
The Defenders group and... Yeah. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., both of them are all in the same universe.
And Cloak and Dagger?
I don't know about Cloak and Dagger, if they're in the same universe or not.
I heard it's not so good for them, or TV series. You said you watched one episode.
I watched a couple episodes. I'm going to say I watched it and I wasn't completely turned off. I can understand why Warren didn't like it.
It's not
Warren's
my I was not their target.
We're definitely not the demographic.
Trailer, not feeling it.
But
I know that.
Probably the girls you like to date, it would be their demographic. You know, girls that are like 21, 22.
Silence says a lot, doesn't it?
Wow, I guess I nailed that pretty good.
Good for you. Yay.
Good for you.
It's not that I didn't...
It's just,
like it.
We're
just,
not the right demographic.
It just wasn't. It wasn't.
Was
aimed
it like River Daily? What's the just?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
It was to bring a different.
At the same time, I could see. I'm not a negative Nancy by any stretch, but it's like Marvel's put the bar so high that so many of their productions, it's like 99% of them, like it's open for everybody. There's something for everybody. So
you know,
kind of sad.
If I were to rank it, I'd say their movies are phenomenal. Netflix, I think they do the Netflix stuff much better than they do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Warren, would it be your top 10? if we're ranking things.
I would put Ant-Man and Wasp in my top 15.
That would make it about 19.
Twice.
And I think...
And they'd be number 12 and number 11.
And 20.
Cloak and Dagger would probably be number 15 as well.
I just mean the production value. I think the movies are phenomenal, and then I would say in my mind the Netflix series are actually better talked about, better written, better done than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I disagree with that.
Well, we got a S.H.I.E.L.D. fan over here. I think it's just the fact that they can get away with more on Netflix. You can't get as down and dirty. You got to kind of Disney.
That part is true. As far as the story goes,
you got a Disney color code for
ABC. Well, I think the story, I think the characters, I think the...
But the production values. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. have had pretty high production values.
I don't know. Every now and then I still look at their explosions and stuff as like stuff I can do with that little blow-up app or whatever.
App, you said.
App.
Okay. Yeah. We're going into your action figure world again.
He's
blown up Barbie so many times. Take that however you want.
Oh, okay. Total tangent again. I'm Mr. Tangent today. Did you guys see the from Comic-Con, the action figures?
No.
Golden Girl action figures, man. Junk is epic.
No.
Golden Girl action figures.
Oh, wait, yes.
They were the
TV show.
Right.
I did see. You
like
sent
highlight.
Me that, and I'm still mad at you about
it. Are you
I
talking
said,
about the Golden
like,
Girls with, like, B. Arthur?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually made action figures out of them. It's cool, man.
How many
it's
of
cool.
you got already, Phil?
None. I hated the Golden Girls.
Yeah, he hated them like.
Except, you know, I do. I'm a Fernando you for a minute. I have had many conversations with Betty White.
Conversations, quote unquote, Aaron quotes, quote.
No, but, real conversations.
Well, I meant like winky winky, because she's a bit of a, you know, a scoundrel.
No, I think she liked the guy I was working with at the time. She used to come in the farm stand that I worked at. I think she had the sweets for the guy who was a couple years older than me that worked there. But she'd be like, "Where's Kenny?" And I was like, "Oh yeah."
She's the lone survivor of the Golden Girls.
I know.
She's the lone survivor of a lot of things.
But she was old, and we used to call her Betty, Betty, Betty,
Betty, Betty,
Betty, Betty. I don't know why.
So the Wasp was cool.
You brought up the Golden Girls.
I'm Mr. Tangent today. no knock, because I think she's one of the most beautiful women ever was made. Did they on purpose make Michelle Pfeiffer look kind of
run down,
really old? She almost like kind of a little witchy.
Is she really
witchy
old?
Poo?
Well, I mean, I
think they had to play it up like that.
Because she's married to Michael Keaton, who is actually really old. Not me.
Well, that plus
Batman.
She's been in there by herself. Batman? She's been in there by herself for all that time.
So that ages you.
Well, no, she more? No access.
I'm
to
just
makeup,
saying they
no,
could have, you know. They could have, you know, niced her up a little more and made her look not as old. I mean, she looked pretty old there.
Well,
she is old.
In the end scene, she looked a lot better.
What are you talking about, Phil? What's going on?
Well, they made her married to Michael Douglas, right?
Yeah, not Batman. Michael Keaton, the Vulture.
Yeah, I know. I said Michael
so
Keaton.
I
was like, I know that's wrong. But she's like 60, and if you look at
that's
pictures of her in the real world, she's actually getting kind of old. I don't know how old. Michael Douglas has to be like 90?
Now we're on Michael Douglas? You got all your, you got every, which other Mike? Michael Jackson?
No, Michael Douglas is who she's married to.
All right.
In the movie, right?
Dr. Pym.
He's 73. Dr. Pym is 73. Yeah.
Well, so. No knocks though. I appreciate. I dig more a Hollywood veteran actress who doesn't do the plastic line face surgery than.
Oh yeah, like listen and look at Lawrence Fishburne being all fat and old too.
I actually don't look at them in the same prison, but that, you know, it's a big nation.
I didn't think about that until you pointed it out. Can, but yeah, he's just owning what
he's
he
owning.
Is.
I'm fat and I'm old.
He's owning the way he is.
I'm Perry Mason from Apocalypse Now.
Oh my God, he is.
wish you want the blue pill, the red pill, punk mother.
Every time I see Lawrence Fishburne, I still think of that movie Deep Cover.
Wait, which is that?
That's the one where he's the drug dealer with Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh, man, you are Mr. Deep Pull. That's just
that
your
was
tag,
such a great
man.
Movie,
oh man,
though.
That's a wow. I hadn't thought about that movie probably since the first time I saw a commercial.
That is a great movie. I like that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good movie.
I think that was made with cave paintings. It's old. I don't know, man.
I think it came out in 91.
Wow, when we were both in our teens.
I was in college.
I was in Honduras, so.
I didn't even know you were Mexican when you were younger.
That's why you won't eat Oreos.
Okay, what about the stereotyping of Michael Pena? With the van, with the...
Well, you turn to say, Chico, man, put some flames on it, something like that.
Yeah, you know? I know. It's like...
It was funny, just, dude.
It was funny, but it was a little bit over the top, I thought.
A little too Chicano.
But I think that's the only way he takes that job. Like, I think he really likes being over the top.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a good little undercurrent, the whole security thing throughout. It was a great...
I like when they showed up to help.
Just anytime they came on, it was in and out, and it was money for the moment, and they
love the truth serum. That whole thing.
Yeah,
about
that's
truth
what
serum.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Just the whole crew.
Damn, it really is truth serum.
Well, I haven't seen the darn movie in over a month. I totally forgot about that.
Wait
now.
A second. Hold on.
Go,
spoiler
go, go.
Alert, people.
What?
No, I just figured we never said spoiler alert at the beginning of the show.
Well, if you haven't seen it by now, you're probably not going to see it until it's on TV, so the heck with you.
Okay.
Now, you guys did bring up something last week. Yes, I do listen to the show when I'm not here.
I don't even listen to shows.
I know you don't, but
when you're not here, we do listen. Because that's when it's best.
You guys brought up the trailer Shazam.
It's more interesting. What?
Shazam.
Captain Marvel, like number. How many Captain Marvels are there? Like four, five?
Mm hmm.
I don't know.
No, there are. But go ahead. Don't lose your
point. This is Shazam, the DC.
Shazam. The one with the styrofoam
fake muscles.
Yeah. So I watched the trailer for the first time, and yes, you guys are 100% correct. That costume
you're recording this, right?
Is horrible. Yeah. They should have took a mark from DC, or from Marvel. You don't have to make the comic book uniforms match on screen.
From the colors and
like, and yeah. Like, look, they let Ben Affleck be a fat, out of shape Batman.
Well, just an older, muscular, but you know, not like
that's
in
what
his
I
prime.
Fat, out of shape Batman.
So I mean, they didn't have to use the exact way it was in the comic books, yeah. But if you took away the costume piece of it, this looks to me to be DC's Ant-Man.
Yeah, that's what they're trying. Good insight, sir. It's just like, but the thing is, I can't see him standing next to Superman and Batman in the same.
No, board. Not it, with that just, costume.
Right, yeah, but Ant-Man because he could be like the Spider-Man of that unit.
But Spider-Man can stand next to Captain America and all the Ant-Man can.
Because he has a spider armor.
Well, not even that. It's just the same palette. This is a totally different palette. This was made with like cotton candy or something.
I know. It was.
Cotton candy, delicious.
I enjoyed that trailer immensely. It makes me
really.
I look at that.
That 3 week suspension paid off.
I like, want to go.
All right, you need to go back and watch Star Wars and Infinity War.
I don't think I would ever say this about the Shazam movie because they tried Shazam a couple times on TV and I tried to watch it. This is the first time I've actually wanted to say I want to go see a Shazam movie.
Wow, where are you at, Phil? Because I was kind of. I said I'll see it, but I'm meh. To be honest,
to see it. I'm not. I'm hoping maybe I'm with you. I'm the meh, but I feel like maybe a second trailer.
I like the kid, you know, when he's Billy Batson and like they're beating up the crippled kid and he gets the cane.
Anytime you beat somebody with a crippled kid's cane, you're all right in my book.
Yeah, that's a hero. That's the internal warrior. Not,
but they have lost me with the costume.
Yeah, the costume.
That's what I'm saying.
It hurts you from getting
into the film.
It might.
It's because it looks like you know what it reminds me of because of the red. It reminds me, and I'll name drop John Wesley Shipp. Good guy, met him a bunch of times now.
The great American hero.
No, that's Bill Catt.
Okay. That's Bill Catt.
Flash. Remember the 90s Flash?
Oh.
With the big foamy suit.
Oh. That was horrible.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and I talked to him about it. John's like, it was because it was disgusting. It was all, man, this is 90s technology as far as costume, and it would break apart. It was stinky. It was not a comfortable suit.
Well, he should have bathed, but whatever.
From the man who doesn't do laundry.
From the man that doesn't do
that. Did you just notice he name dropped again?
What am I going to do?
We need a tote board so we can mark.
You know, prize.
Hey, he said Betty White. Why are you jumping on me?
Well, you get one too.
He had to try and outdo my name drop.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. Stop.
But anyway, so Shazam looked pretty dang good. Minus the
dang
costume.
Good.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing it.
Where's that on the West Virginia chart? Where's dang good?
That's pretty high.
That's right over. That's right. Shooey, you look plumper than a pumpernickel.
I don't know where that is.
Is that
me neither? I don't know either. I'm not from West Virginia.
Heard that one.
I think that it goes sideways. It doesn't go up and down.
I don't know.
But on the same contrast, though, the new Venom trailer still does not make me want to go see it. I will, because that's what we do here on the Marvelous Ones.
We go see.
But it doesn't make me want to go see it.
At the heart of it, I mean, there's some good effects. I think the effects and production value is good, but to the hardcore bottom line is they don't have the Spider-Man. They don't have the bell. They eradicated Spider-Man out of the whole thing. That's what.
Right, so it's going to be him fighting against average people.
No, well, remember looks like that trailer we just watched looks like the big boss guy turns into a Venom himself. So it's two Venoms fighting.
But it's like kind of evil Venom fighting kind of evil other Venoms.
Well, yeah, corporate evil Venom. Because they went kind of horror as far as like I'm going to eat your legs and arms off, and you're just going to be a stub on the. It's like,
without a face.
Yeah, and then he goes in, and he presumably they cut, like he chomps him or bites him or something. That's pretty nasty.
Well, but then he turns to the lady at the cash register and said,
"What did he say? I couldn't understand the last word."
He said something about I've got some kind of parasite.
Is that what I couldn't understand the last word. I played it twice. I was like,
I got a parasite.
But see how cool when he's in the street and he's holding the guy up and he's full of venom. If you saw Spider-Man swing right by.
Or like, take him out. Bang!
But it'd be cool.
Something,
I mean, it goes back to, because again, the hardcore thing about Venom, what made him, at least for me, most attractive, is the bloodlust hate he had for Spider-Man. He was a betrayed, like, woman scorn mentality. And that was like the essence of Venom. Whether he did a good thing here or there, like rarely, he would break all the rules. He'll do anything to like,
get rid of Spider-Man.
Well, not even get rid of him, but get rid of him slow if he could. He didn't want to just kill him. He wanted to make him suffer. at least that mentality. And then you've totally taken that out as like a major component of the Venom
ethos. So you should have married
them. Well, they were married. That it was kind of a divorce situation, actually, because they were symbiote.
I'm just.
You got me excited. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. You came up with an actual good metaphor there.
I know.
Or simile. Metaphor, simile. Whichever. You came up with something good, and then you done and ruined it.
I done ruined it.
You're slow. Simile metaphor.
You used to could be all right.
I thought you finished all the sixth grade. One. So, but you're going to see it. And.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're fitting a mold. It almost like I'm thinking about now. It's kind of like the first Iron Man, where he's going to face like another, you know, the boss Iron Man. You know what I mean?
Corporate Iron Man.
Yeah, corporate Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that last shot where they're both fighting, it reminded me of what was the name of the bad guy's suit?
Iron Man.
That's
Machine.
No, that's what
who I think the bad guy is in Iron Man.
He didn't even show up yet. He was just like a note.
It was Josias. What?
Ooh, good name. He's good with them Jeb Josias type names.
I can't remember what they called the suit, but the guy in it was Josiah.
It was like Mark II or something. Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Garoppolo?
One of those. So
Mark
anyway.
Ruffalo?
So, yeah, the CGI was there, and anything.
Marky Mark?
I'll be positive. It's an upgrade from Spider-Man 3, which isn't really tough.
Wow, that's not really tough, but...
Which Spider-Man 3?
There's only one. What are you talking about? There's a Spider-Man 3.
We've had like 8 different Spider-Mans.
I know,
had,
the one that was officially titled.
And they've restarted it several times.
Officially titled Spider-Man 3. There's only one.
They're all...
With Tobey Maguire.
Ironmonger was...
Thank you.
Ironmonger
is what he's listed at as his name.
No, that is correct.
All right.
You win an apple.
Ironmonger does whatever.
That's Spider-Pig. Thank you very much.
Spider-Pig.
Thank you very much.
Spider-Pig.
So wait, when is the Venom coming out? Is that in August?
I believe so.
And when does Shazam come out?
Hopefully, that I don't know.
Hopefully it doesn't.
The trailer came out already, so it can't be that far
away.
Well,
there's a thing, though, because of Comic-Con, that's like the best place to debut, so sometimes that may augment their calendar.
That is April 5th, 2019. They're a year ahead of time?
For who?
Shazam!
Wow. Well, there you go.
It's about April. It's what, 10 months?
That's almost a year.
Almost less than a year.
October 5th for Venom. Not August 5th, October 5th.
Okay.
I don't know if we'll see it on October 5th. That's our, you know, October 4th is my anniversary.
Where are your priorities?
Take your wife to the movies for your anniversary.
Make her get the popcorn while you get the seat.
Be like, give me some popcorn, I'll go get
extra butter.
Yeah.
Extra butter.
Make it greasy.
Honey.
I wanted the original coconut oil butter, but they don't do that.
Make it greasy.
Well, hey, you save the coconut oil for later. Hey.
Hey.
A little romance,
you know. Be like, get us some marshmallows, some Spam, and some whipped cream.
And possum.
And possum.
Oh, you guys.
What did we talk about today? Anything?
I don't think we actually talked about anything important.
Because you're playing the music. That's kind of like
the end of the end.
What?
It's the beginning
the
of the
show's over. TPO, the party's over.
We're TMO, we could be known as the three Mo's. Just the thought that came.
Or T-Mo.
I was being more derogatory.
The three Mo's.
Hey, Mo!
Yeah, the three
Mo's.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
Well, sweetly!
Die Hard, Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
What are we going to talk about next week? Well, there's nothing.
I don't know. We're definitely not going to talk about Lethal Weapon 1, 2, or 3.
Wait,
we'll
why
come
not?
Up with a new
Donner,
top 5
man.
List.
We'll do a top 5 list of 15 things you really like.
I'll have 2 number 2s and number 8 again.
I'll take a number 6, large. Supersize that bad boy.
Yeah. There's nothing next week. We're going to make up our own stuff.
Yes. Well, I think we can handle it.
Okay.
Killjoys is back if you like that kind of stuff.
No.
Killjoys. No?
No.
Ghost is in it.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's spandex.
Oh, you can see her stuff.
Killjoys is
we'll be
right.
back.